What's up? Welcome back to the Extra Spicy Pod.
Well, yo, what up, dog?
Oh, that was cringe. It's what? Landed.
It's your homeboy Evan over here.
Okay, last episode of the robot thing. Now you're gonna do like a
that's what I'm gonna start
cringe.
doing. That's what I'm gonna start doing now. I'm gonna do different things.
Okay, see that.
I'm giving us variety, Landon. I'm putting this podcast on my back, man.
Okay, well, we're gonna just ignore that comment because of how
Landon gets rage baited every single time I say that.
Okay,
he's like, motherfucker, I do the editing, I do everything.
First of all, I don't ever rage over things. I'm a very calm.
You are a lie.
I'm you a very a calm lie. Person. I am zen. You know, I practice yoga. I practice meditating. I am very in tune with the universe.
You rage. I literally get you to do it. And when I get you to do it, it's like Christmas to me.
It's very rare. Okay. Because
I'll give you that.
I am always zen. And then when I just like someone pushes me off the edge, I just go apeshit.
You're right. You gotta know what you're talking about. And that's why I know what I'm talking about when I get you to rage.
Okay, and we've known each other for so long, you know how to do it now.
Exactly.
Like, you know how to, like, get me over that little hump, that little edge, you know, to push me over.
I showed him a little Instagram video before we were doing this.
Okay, that was the dumbest thing ever. What was that even supposed to be?
Because you, the dude in the video was raging, he was like, I hate you. Dude's just shaking him, and he's smiling because he got what he wanted. He wanted him to be fucking angry. And so, that's me every time I get you to rage.
But okay, you really do sometimes. You know how to push me.
Exactly, and that's why we're great that's why we're great hosts, because we know each other very well.
Evan's over here, he gets mad at everything.
Yeah, because
he gets pissed off at every single little thing that's wrong.
Not everything.
Pretty much everything.
Not everything.
You're not zen like me.
Not everything. It depends. The dumb stuff, though. If it's, like, little stuff, like, okay, let's just say, Lena, you put a pencil right there. Okay. Don't care. No, if you're just, like, or writing something right here, I'm like, Lena, why the fuck are you...
You're making no sense right now.
I'm about to explain it. You didn't need to cut me off now, sir. Or you're about to get a piece of paper and you write
something. Explain your point. You're not making any sense.
You're doing something dumb when you could be doing it over there. That's what I'm saying. Anyways, so we got a bunch of shit for you to talk about today. So we got the Davante Adams trade.
I mean, a lot of NFL things have happened the past couple of weeks since we've done our last podcast.
When by the time of us filming, we have, let's see, what we just had now was the DK Metcalf trade, the Davante Adams trade, the Josh Allen extension. What else do we
just have? For reference, we're filming this on March 9th, the night of March 9th, so we're going to cover like the NFL stuff that happened between March 9th and the last episode that we filmed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of trades happened, you know, Geno Smith, Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers is out with the New York Jets.
Well, Davante Smith didn't sign, and he didn't get traded. He pre-agency.
Oh, no, Davante Adams. I misspoke.
They cut him, so. But. All right, so do you have your doing dumb segment today, or not?
Yeah, sent you something not that long ago, right? Maybe I sent you on Instagram, like a thing I sent you. I know I sent you something. I didn't say that we're gonna do that, but like, that's what I thought. Like we could cover that on the doing dumb stuff segment.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you want to also play that game, right? Where we'll do the randomized. And make a team.
Mm-hmm. We're good. Yeah, because that one took most of our podcast time. So might as well just do it with the NBA this time.
Yeah, we do.
Do you want to do current or all time?
No, current.
Really?
Current's way more fun because like all time you have like generation players on every team.
Okay.
Whereas current makes it more challenging, you know, to make a good team.
Okay, well, let's do the game right now, okay?
Right now? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so, let's do it.
Make the list.
Yeah, we're going to do the game. We're going to do randomized NFL, NBA teams, both of us. And we're going to make our guards, forwards, and then one center, make the starting five.
So, to the people that, like, didn't watch last week's episode, or...
2 weeks ago, this
two point, 2 weeks ago, whatever.
We film, like, either every week or every 2 weeks.
Well, Last week it was Mardi Gras, so you know we could.
Yeah, I mean, we live in Louisiana. We
We
gotta do Mardi Gras.
we had to go do Mardi
I
Gras, so.
mean, people from other states, you don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we went to go do Mardi Gras. So I mean, that's something we gotta do. That's like our New Orleans tradition right there. Every single year. So.
Well, like okay, I didn't go to New Orleans, but I went to Baton Rouge.
He participated in the parade. That's all that matters. As long as you were in Louisiana and you participate in the parade, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
We doing coach this time or not?
Nah.
So, but to explain the game, we have a random wheel. We spin that wheel. We get a player from that team. But usually, I've seen two different types of variations. We did the one variation that we've done, and I know there's another one where I think whoever says the player first can get that player.
I've never seen that variation. I've only seen the variation that was, like we did.
But, I mean, it don't matter. We could do either one.
So you want to do it the five positions, and then you want to do, like, a bench player?
Yeah, we do bench player.
Yeah. The microphone's over here, by the way. I know you keep facing that way. It's right here.
Well, I'm trying to, like, look down and see what I'm doing. Okay, bench player.
Nah, bro. You're going to get, like, the wizard six times.
No, I'm winning this time. You got lucky because I had the Titans head coach. All right.
Bro, we only did head coach for shits and giggles.
No, we did head coach because we're head-to-head, remember? Because I had three good...
Okay,
three...
we're head-to-head because you technically cheated.
How did I cheat?
Remember, I said Kayvon Thibodeau after time was up.
It was either Kayvon Thibodeau or Brian Burns. I said either one would win.
And then you want to say that Kayvon Thibodeau is better than Aiden Hutchinson. That's why you cheated, because Aiden Hutchinson is the better player.
He's the better player when healthy.
Bro, acts like he was hurt all season. Like, he played this season, so
he plays six games. Player. All right, so we doing rock, paper, scissors to see who picks first?
Do you remember who went first last time?
No.
I feel like you went first last time.
If I went first last time, you go.
Yeah, I'll go first this time. Yeah, because I know you went first last time.
You got Memphis Grizzlies.
The Memphis Grizzlies. Give me Ja. That okay. Point guard.
Landon got Ja.
Ja Morant.
All right. Who's in?
Who you got, bro?
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic.
Hmm.
Bro, face that microphone at weird dog.
Get you in my seat. Give me Paolo.
Means that we're facing the opposite direction.
But here's the thing, though. Do I want Paolo as my small forward or power?
I guess you can play as either one, but that affects, you know, the team.
I know.
I would put him at small forward if it was me, but.
Well,
you can choose where.
I'm going to put him at power forward. All right. Your team next.
All right. Who do I get to select from?
New York.
New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
I got. Give me Jalen Brunson.
You putting Brunson at your shooting guard?
Shooting guard, yeah. Brunson at shooting guard. I have a team right now, bro. Come on. I have a team. Let's see. Who you got?
Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Give me Jaren Jackson as my center.
Mm-hmm. Jaren Jackson, all right.
It was either going to be Jaren Jackson or Zach Eadie. But Zach Eadie, he's like, what? Kind of hurt. Not hurt, but like, you know. San Antonio Spurs.
Spurs? Give me Wemby, bro.
Yeah, Landon's already looking at the team.
My team's goated. You're like, oh, no, I got this. I'm going to win easily.
Give me Murray. Jamal Murray. I had the Nuggets.
Give me Nuggets against Jamal? Mm-hmm. Oh, you couldn't pick Jokic, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Bro couldn't pick Jokic, dog.
Yeah, because I couldn't pick Ja, but you already took him. Yeah, Cleveland.
Cleveland Cavs? Give me... I can go Davion Mitchell, because Davion Mitchell's a guard.
You going with... Well, no, you already have both of your guards lost, so yeah, sure you're going for your bench player. Unless you're moving...
I don't want to put Davion Mitchell as the bench player. I'm going to put...
Him as small forward.
No, Evan Mobley. Give me Evan Mobley at power forward. He's a good suction. Like, not the best, but he's a good suction.
And skinny, but
Here you are.
Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks. No Luka. Can't be Luka. You can't pick Luka now.
Kyrie, of course.
Okay, Kyrie. I got small forward and I got bench left.
You got Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks? Mm. Ooh, that's a tough one. Give me... I don't like Trae Young. I don't like Trae Young, so I'm absolutely not going Trae Young. You know what? Give me Bogdanovich.
Bogdanovich.
Yeah, just put that, you know. Give me him as my board. Now I'll get a pick any player as my bench.
Alright.
What do you got?
Clippers. Oh, okay.
Los Angeles Clippers. Who you going?
Kawhi.
Kawhi? Dude's always hurt. Pretty much 80.
You got the Pelicans.
Pelicans? As my bench player, bro, give me B.I. Oh, no, he doesn't play for Pelicans.
Nope.
Give me... Ooh. I'm either going to go Trey Murphy or Jose. Who would you go with? Would you go with Trey Murphy or Jose?
I'd go with Trey.
Trey Murphy? Okay, yeah, give me Trey Murphy.
Because you got to think, we got too many guards on our team. You got to think, we got DeJounte Murray, we got CJ McCollum, we got Jose Alvarado, we got Brandon Boston. Yeah, so. So then that leaves me with my bench player. Let's see who we get. Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings. Who are you going with your bench player?
Ooh, see? I either want to pick, because I don't like DeMar and I don't like Zach LaVine.
You don't like Zach LaVine? Or DeMar?
I feel like, well, I'm not going to say I don't like them, but like, they're not my favorite. Like,
I mean, you could pick literally any person on a team because you got your bench player.
I know, but they're, see, I'm looking kind of small in the big man section, so I'm either going to pick...
Who's your center?
Jaren Jackson.
And then your power forward is who?
Paolo.
Yeah, you're small.
So...
You're real small.
I'm either going to pick Sabonis or I'm going to pick Jonas Valanciunas.
Okay. I didn't know that Jonas played for Kings.
He got traded from the Wizards.
Yeah, I guess he didn't pay attention to who he got traded to.
Yeah, we forgot all about Jonas, but it's either one of those two. I don't know who to pick. Like, Jonas isn't bad, though, but it's, like, defenses.
I mean, Jonas versus Sabonis. Is that really, like, a...
Yeah, give me Sabonis.
Is that really a conversation? Are you trying to choose between the two?
Well, because I'm thinking of, like, New Orleans, Jonas, though. Because that was, like, Mr.
Yeah, but New Orleans Jonas still got bodied by Sabonis when they played.
No, hell.
Like, come on.
No.
Sabonis is a way better
player. Mm-mm.
Trying to act like Jonas is better than Sabonis.
Valley locked up the Sabonis on that one.
Come on.
Valley did lock up Sabonis. But okay, so this team, I feel like I got you beat. But here's why, though. I'm going to tell you why.
Well, say the teams. Say the teams.
So my point guard is Jamal Murray. Shooting guard, Kyrie. Small forwards, Kawhi. Power forward, Paolo. Center, Jaren Jackson. Bench is Sabonis. Your team, point guard, Ja Morant, shooting guard Jalen Brunson, small forward Bogdanovich, power forward Evan Mobley, center Rumbi, and bench players Trey.
Let's go position by position. See who wins this. Because I feel like it's pretty close. I feel like I have the edge, though.
Jamal Murray versus Ja.
Ja Morant. Come on.
Ja hasn't been...
Jamal hasn't played good in three seasons. Hasn't played elite in, like, really...
I'll give you Ja, but at the same time, yeah. I also feel like Ja's been on the decline a little bit.
He's a better player than Jamal Murray, though. But come on.
Okay, Kyrie versus Jalen Brunson.
That's tough.
I'm picking Kyrie.
Yeah, I'll give you Kyrie, yeah. You're right.
Kawhi versus Bogdanovich.
Give me Bogdanovich. Kawhi's always hurt. He's hurt.
No.
Has he played a game this season?
He played.
How many games has he played this season? Look it up. Because last time you played that. Oh, how many games did Aiden Hutchinson play? You really played that last time, didn't you? How many times?
He's played 21 so far.
How many did Bogdanovich play? Like, every game? No, because I remember last time you were like, oh, Aiden Hutchinson only played 6 games. Yeah,
but here's the thing, though. He's still cooking up the fucking numbers, though. Bro.
Bro doesn't know how to spell now. I knew you weren't that smart.
Played 35.
More than Kawhi. And last time you played that with me, with Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, wait. Whoa. You may need to change your pick.
Why?
Because he's on the... He's on the Clippers now.
He's on the Clippers, man. There's two Bogdanovich brothers. Look up Atlanta Hawks roster.
I'm doing.
On ESPN. Go to their official roster on ESPN. Look, because I'm pretty sure there's two Bogdanovich players in the league.
Gotta get rid of him.
He's none Hawks? Okay, now I'm gonna have another small forward. Give me that dude who used to play for the Pelicans.
Dyson Daniels.
So give me Dyson Daniels.
Well, you're small. Yeah, you're talking about me being small. You're small.
I'm big at the center and power forward position.
No, Kawhi got to beat him against.
Yeah, I'll definitely be that.
Paolo versus Evan Mobley. I'll give you Evan Mobley because.
Paolo? Yeah.
I'll give you Evan Mobley.
Especially because he's bigger than Paolo. So he can body Paolo in the power forward position.
Wimby versus Jaren.
You should have put Paolo in small forward.
Yeah, but then I would have. If I would have gotten the Clippers. But then I got the Clippers right after. So it would have been like Kawhi at the power forward.
So, yeah, that would have been. Kawhi could put in the bench. And then who'd you get for your bench player? Your bench team was Kings. You could have put Sabonis at the power forward.
Yeah, but I don't want.
That would have been way better for you, though. You messed up.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Because then I could switch out Paolo. Paolo can be the small forward, power forward. Yeah,
but you could have put Sabonis at power forward.
Yeah, but if I really want to be the coach, okay, I could put Jaren Jackson at the power forward. Jaren Jackson's power forward, Sabonis at the center, take out Paolo, and just see where I need to plug him in at.
Well, you can't do that now because the positions are set.
Yeah, positions are set. Plus, Paolo was my first player. But if I'm going by the order that I got the teams in, and if I was actually like coaching them, then that's how I'd play it. But.
All right, and then center Wimby versus Jaren Jackson. Right. I'm in the lead right now, 2-1, right?
Let's see. Yeah, you got. I don't know. Wait, no.
I got point guard. I got
no
shooting. No, I got point guard, and yeah, I got
power
forward. So we're 2-2 tied.
Mm-hmm. Wimby versus Jaren Jackson.
Wimby. Seriously?
Man's out for the rest of the season.
You're going Jaren Jackson? He got hurt 2 weeks ago, so we only missed two.
Yeah, but he's gonna play. He's no. We pulling that injury.
Bro, we can't. You can't pull future injuries, bro. You can't say, oh, he's injured for the next 2 years. You can't pull future injuries.
Yeah, but he's my dude's coming back though. Your dude not coming.
Bro, you cannot play future injuries. With dog. Future he injury. Got hurt 2 weeks ago. Now he's out for the rest of the season. No. You're like
what is a beat?
He got hurt 2 weeks ago, dog. Like he missed the whole season.
No, he gets so hurt. Anyway, so I get Jaren Jackson.
No, you don't.
I get Jaren Jackson.
Hold up. If it was reversed and you had one, I have Jaren Jackson, what would you think?
Jaren Jackson.
No.
Yeah. Would be the full season? Like, if it would be from last year, I'd say, you know what? It wouldn't be. He's better than here. Yeah, no.
Okay.
But Wimby played his full fucking games last season.
And Wimby played every single game until 2 weeks ago. We can't account for future injuries.
So,
if we're doing that, then Kawhi's out the rest of the season, is he?
No, he's still playing.
But we can't account for future games.
He missed a couple games in the beginning, but then he came
back. That is some absolute BS right there. Nope. We cannot account for future injuries.
And then you get cooked in the bench. You get cooked on the bench.
What's our bench?
Sabonis versus Trey Murphy.
Yeah, Sabonis is better. But we're tied 3-3. Sure. You're not. I'm not giving you that
set. Hey, coach?
Sure.
Hey, coach?
To break the tie at 3-3. To break the 3-3 tie.
Okay.
Can we agree on that? That it's a 3-3 tie and the winner will be head coach? Because we did that last time.
All right. So who's going first, me or you?
I'll go first because I'm going first first.
We're spinning again.
Yeah, spin it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to re-spin it because I was doing it on my spin. You cooked.
Who did I get?
You really want to know?
Obviously.
The Washington Wizards.
I don't know who their coach is. Do you know who that coach is?
Fuck no.
Well, we can't do it because we don't know who their coach is.
No.
We don't know who their
coach is. I didn't know the Tennessee Titans head coach. Nope.
I knew the Titans head coach.
How do you know the Titans head coach? That's kind of sad. Anyways.
Bro, because I'm football. We don't know if we win.
You're cooked. You want to know what? Rick Carlisle.
I got Ryan. Is Brian the head wizard?
The fuck did you actually do
that? Look at this beast over here. I'd be a point for knowing that.
What?
Should get a point for knowing that.
No, you got. Rick Carlisle got changed.
I should get a point for knowing the wizard's head.
Rick Carlisle. Right, this time the Rick Carlisle championship.
But I'm down there, coach. I'm just saying.
Too bad. Suck it up. Rick Carlisle's better.
Alright, that's.
So
I think
even or you know let's advance. Who let's not be off one.
Okay, let's break down the team so fans can decide. Do the final breakdown but
okay, so put head coach here.
Press stopped mic
dog. Oh, come on.
No one will hear you. He really reaches it.
Okay, so we have for Evan team, you got Jamal Murray, Kyrie, Kawhi, Paolo, Jared Jackson, bench player Sabonis, and then my head coach is Rick Carlisle. For Landon's team, you got Ja, Jalen Brunson, Dyson Daniels, Evan Mobley, Wimby, bench players Trey Murphy, and the Wizards head coach. So
who is Brian Keith?
So even if you...
Apparently, that's Wizard Head Coach, Brian B.
But let's just say I did give you Wimby.
Wimby's a little bit so better. You cannot tell me that Jared Jackson's the better player.
Even if I did give you Wimby.
Which you're going to give me.
I still win.
But we agreed that you're going to give me that, and you win off a head coach.
You know, I already win no matter what, so there you go.
Okay, you win on head coach. We agreed, right?
Well, I won off a bench.
You won off a head coach.
Won off a bench.
We're tied after a bench. After the bench, we were tied, and you won off a head coach, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. Now to the NFL news, what we got going on. So,
yeah, let's just go through these NFL headlines that just happened.
How do you think the Raiders are going to be better now? Would you know?
Okay. I was talking to you about Gino a couple of days ago. Well, I guess Saturday. Was it Saturday? Yesterday, maybe. Anyways, okay. My thoughts on Gino. He went from the Seahawks to the Raiders, a team that's not like on the Seahawks. They moved a big draft. The Seahawks were a better team than the Raiders were. So he went from a team to a team that's good. I think the Raiders will be better than the season. I don't think Gino's this mediocre. He's on the downhill career. One great season. His career's going down. He's not terrible, but he's not because he was that one season.
But,
just steadily declining light. I don't know.
But it's kind of awesome, the reactions that know how to do it. Like, that could do. That's why.
The way
any orbiting, it's not really showing how to do it. See,
what's that have to do with the
you get the piece of the rat a certain person.
He has a 6 out of 12.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then the season, you want one actor is that one season. He's the tail of his career. It's not like he's a deal. Not going to make the Raiders go to the playoffs. It's not much of a grade at this
point. So, here's what I'm going to say about that. You're a he's not the Seahawks organization better after that. Like they don't want to do whatever they can they keep whatever that's most organizations can do. They just keep building and building.
Mm-hmm.
See what Washington are doing now. How they signed Zach Ertz to like a cheap deal too.
See, I don't ever think Washington was set on Geno. I don't think they wanted Geno for like a decade. I think they were always trying to move on from Geno. Like trying to go through the draft and see like, you know, sign a young guy. I don't think they were set on Geno being this franchise player for 5 years. Yeah, in Seattle.
Yeah, you said Washington.
Washington? Yeah. Washington's a state.
No.
The state of Washington.
I was talking about the football team. I was talking about like the Commanders. Like, I'm talking about how they're doing making young moves, like signing Zach Ertz to a cheap deal.
Yeah.
Very cheap.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I was expecting Washington. That's why you confused me because I was like, wait, what? But yeah, now I know what you mean. Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't think about this until this morning, but the Raiders have Pete Carroll as head coach. So Pete Carroll, I guess, wanted his quarterback back, you know, because he coached Geno in Seattle. So Pete Carroll wanted his quarterback back on the Raiders, I guess. So now Geno's reunited with Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
something.
Yeah, but I do believe like if the Raiders actually do draft pretty good this year, if they do, then I could see them being.
They're not making the playoffs this year. They have three great teams in their division that are just going to get better. Well, the Chargers and the Broncos are going to get better from last season, and the Chiefs are the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs are the Chiefs. That's already a given. I do think, though, that maybe they can beat the Broncos. Because I do feel like
they can beat the Broncos, but the Broncos are a better team.
I'm talking about, like, as in, like, making playoffs over the Broncos.
No.
Because you got to think. Because you don't know how Bo Nix is going to play during the sophomore slump. So that's
not every quarterback has a sophomore slump.
I do think Bo Nix is going to have a sophomore slump, but that's just...
You can't just account for that, because not every quarterback has a sophomore slump. That's like saying Wimby had a sophomore slump. No. Wimby got better this season, last season.
Yeah, but like...
And I'm still on that. I'm still on that.
All right, so... What do you think about the Saints restructuring Derek Carr's contract?
Saints... Okay, the salary cap is nothing. Salary cap is fake. Literally, the Saints manipulate the salary cap every single season. So this is what this is. You know, the Saints just manipulate the salary cap.
All that.
And salary cap is in your head. It doesn't matter.
All that to get under the cap and not sign anybody good.
Salary cap does not matter.
All right. What do you think of the Vikings re-signing Aaron Jones?
I mean, why would they not? I mean, good on them. I mean, that is the move to make. You shouldn't re-sign Aaron Jones. He's played really good last season, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then we have Josh Allen getting a 6-year deal with the Buffalo Bills.
How much money is he making? He just signed?
$330 million, but $250 million of it's guaranteed.
So 6 years, $330?
But
that's a lot of money.
But $250 million guaranteed, though, so. That's probably all contract incentives of like Pro Bowls, Super Bowls, blah 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 blah.
Well, still $330 over 6 years. That's
still a lot though. That's like a Patrick Mahomes contract.
Bro, we are probably not gonna make that much money in our lifetime.
No, but no, definitely no. Then
that is generational time money. Imagine like you can't just say like, oh, this quarterback's underpaid. This quarterback's like, what? These quarterbacks are making millions on top of millions of dollars every single year. Things that you're not going to see in your lifetime. Because you, as an average football fan, you're never going to see this type of money in your lifetime. So you can criticize these players for being underpaid.
Not only that, their future long-term health for entertainment. So appreciate
that. I'm risking my at work. So I don't want to hear.
Moving on. You got
Burst.
Disappointed, but
I'm kind of question my sanity. This face away from the camera again. Okay.
Editor got no.
Well, we had cameras. You can see those faces out the direction of my phone. Okay.
The move that shocked me today was the Rams signing Davante Adams.
Okay, how did that shock you? Because you knew Davante was leaving.
Which for me was okay. Matthew Stafford signing that bullshit ass
deal. You thought Matthew Stafford was leaving?
I thought he was leaving.
No, I knew he was going to
leave. Like after the Tom Brady report, I thought he was going to go to the Raiders.
Why did you think he was going to the Raiders?
Because I feel like Tom Brady and Charles, they're going to try to get more needle movers over there a little bit. I mean, they still got a bunch of spaces there. I don't know much now after the Matt Crosby did. I mean, that was a good one. I don't know if Miles Garrett shut the world up today. Or put him up today and was like, hey, I'm not the high. Yeah. So, I do feel like that they can be needle movers because, you know, yes, they got weapons. They still got Kobe Miles. They still got Val.
You can't say they have Kobe Myers. Kobe Myers is not a receiver.
You can get a receiver and you get a good quarterback with all the space you
need. Yeah.
So, like, it's be like their Davante Adams and, like, Jacoby Myers. Like, Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers too. Which doesn't really matter. The good quarterback.
What they got? What you?
So that would help you your stuff a little bit. But contracts are gonna eat up on Raiders now. Geno's it's like second. He's got like two or more left contract.
Well, I do understand that right. He has a good team in the Raiders. He's getting there in age, so he doesn't feel good. I think these players, you know, from even someone to kids, their whole life, Matthew Stafford's rooted in LA now. His kids, their school in LA, he's got life, he's like snow now. It's not easy to pick everything. And even when you're making like money, it's still a dull thing to like.
Mm-hmm. But I personally think we're gonna spot that now. They do a Cooper now. I'm a low key pick, but at the same time, though, I'm gonna be somewhat furious because at the same time, though,
no, now that Devontae's there, I think Cooper's gonna leave.
No,
I do. I think they're trading Cooper now that Devontae's there because Devontae would be the number one receiver now.
At the same time, though, I wouldn't want Cooper to leave though because that'd be. That would be a killer offense right there. You got Kyron Williams in the backfield, and then you got Devontae Puka, and you got Cooper. That's a Super Bowl offense right there.
So where did you think Devontae was going then? Or did you have any idea? I didn't really know, Adam, to be honest.
Where I thought? Where DK Metcalf is going to the Steelers.
You thought Devontae was going to go to the Steelers? Why?
Because I feel like the money would over there, like they got the money for it. Not only that,
they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but you know, Devontae hasn't really cared anymore. But I'm guessing he looked at it as
Devontae wants to play for a good quarterback. He cares.
I mean, he played with Derek.
That's Carr. The whole reason why he went to Vegas is to play with his boy. And then that's the whole reason why he went to the Jets to play with his boy. Now he's going to the Rams to play with a really good quarterback.
I don't know, but I do believe that he was going to go to the Steelers, though.
But it depended on
this, because I don't know what their quarterback situation is going to be. Because
you the Steelers don't have a quarterback on their roster right now. They don't have a son quarterback.
Because I know Russ had a one-year deal.
So did Justin Fields. So they don't have a quarterback on the roster right now. They're probably going to draft someone, and then they're probably going to also sign someone. Whether that be Russ, Justin, I mean, take your pick of people around the league.
I would sign Russ if I owned them.
Sam Darnold, maybe. Aaron Rodgers.
That wouldn't be bad. I want Aaron Rodgers to go to a team where the Saints face him next year so I can go to a game.
Well, you were saying DK Metcalf went to the Steelers. I didn't actually know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just went to the Steelers?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The Steelers are sending a 2025 second, flipping 6th and 7th round picks for Seahawks.
See, the Seahawks problem, it feels like every year, I mean, the Steelers problem, it feels like every year, is that their offense is bad. And they have that stagnant offense. Russ had a good offense for, 6 weeks or so, but then towards the end of the season, the offense fell off again. So that's their problem, is the offense. So now that they get DK, that's a really big offensive play right there.
Mm-hmm. But I do believe, though, that the Steelers always do fuck themselves over with going to get after these players. Because then at the same time, like, this past season, you had a couple good receivers. George Pickens needs to needs to get himself straight.
Well, they've never had an elite receiver.
Other than AB.
Yeah, last time they had elite receivers, AB. Since AB, they haven't had an elite receiver. So DK Metcalf is probably, I would say, an elite receiver.
I'm not gonna say elite. I feel I'm not gonna say.
Yeah, T below.
Yeah, good.
He's a number one receiver.
I'm not gonna say he's number
one. You don't think he's number one? DK Metcalf, really?
Jaxon Smith-Njigba was cooking last year.
But I feel like DK could be. I feel like DK is gonna be the number one.
But at the same time, though, I also do feel like. It also depends on the quarterback, too. So,
of course it depends on the quarterback.
But that's why I also feel like, DK isn't number one, because I feel like he wouldn't get as many targets as Jaxon Smith. So, that's understandable. So, I do believe, though, that DK could, depending on who signed with the Steelers, I feel like DK is going to be, it depends on the quarterback. If it's like Aaron Rodgers, I could see DK doing good. But at the same time, though, if it's like Aiden O'Connell or like a Gardner Minshew, then it's like.
But he could still be the number one receiver on him with a bad quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Could still be the number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every team's got a number one receiver. What do you mean?
Yeah, but every quarterback has their favorite target, though. You got to think.
Yeah.
Justin Fields didn't use George Pickens enough. That's why they switched to Russ, and then Russ just started throwing. Russ was taking chances. He was throwing that ball deep to George Pickens. So everyone has a favorite like wide receiver. So that's why it depends on the quarterback for me.
Let's talk about these quarterbacks. These quarterbacks are free agents that aren't going to go. Well, they don't have a team currently. So let's start with Sam Darnold. He had a really good season with Vikings, and then, except for his last two games, where he fell off. Do you think the Vikings would sign him?
If I'm the Vikings, I would try to get him for cheap. If I can't, I'm going after Aaron Rodgers.
Because he probably wants a bigger contract to see him.
Probably wants a bigger contract, but at the same time, though, it could also be like a Geno Smith story with Sam Darnold. So I'm not going to count him out. I do hope he does good. Because I remember, because he's been fucked over so many times.
I could see both sides. I could see him resigning him, and I could see them not resigning him. The reasons to resign him is he had a really good season last year. He played really good with a really good team around him. But the reasons to not resign him, or he fell off those last two games. And people might say, oh, he showed his real self the last two games.
I'm not going to say he fell off the last two games. I feel like the O-line kind of let him down on that one. You got to think, that Rams playoff game, they were on his ass. They got to him 9 times at like half before halftime. So you got to think.
That's something you got to prepare for in the playoffs.
You're right.
Playoffs are a different beast.
You're right, but at the same time, though, as a quarterback, you can only do so much. Like, if
I know a great quarterback can overcome a batter line.
Really?
Yes.
Name me like three. You can't say Tom because Tom always had a top ten.
Patrick Mahomes, not in the Super Bowl, but the previous season, he had a batter line. And he overcame it.
Which one? The one we...
Last year's. Not like this past season, but the previous season.
Which one? Where the 49ers won?
Yeah, 49ers.
No. He had all...
Against the first 49ers Super Bowl, too. He had a bad O-line.
No. Like, he had a decent O-line, the first one, against the 49ers. The second one? Oh, no. He had a... No, fuck no. He ain't getting that. Hell no. Hell no, he ain't getting that one. Think about it. He practically had Tom Brady's offensive lineman. Didn't know that. You got Creed Humphrey up in there, one of the best centers in the league. Fuck no, I ain't giving you that.
Wasn't the whole thing this season is that the Chiefs didn't have a left tackle?
Yeah.
And they still went on a miraculous run.
Yeah, but you can miss one player, one position on the offensive lineman when you're missing practically your center. You're both your right and left guard, and then you're...
Of course you miss everybody. Yeah. You can't account for
it. Yeah, but at the same time, though, you can... Look, if I know one side is weak, okay, I can at least mentally prepare myself. Okay, I'm going to get hit on the left side, okay?
Mm-hmm. So you're going to roll right.
I'm going to try to roll right as much as I can.
Right.
You know, I'm going to try to mix it up, you know, get them confused.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you can't roll right every single play because then the defense will know.
If both my ends suck, what am I going to try to do? I'm going to try to roll in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Try to throw in the pocket. Now, if the fucking center and everybody else sucks, then what do you want me to do about that?
Obviously, if everyone sucks,
I won't have time to throw in the pocket.
Yeah.
Unless I'm just, all I'm doing is doing this. That's why the Jets literally didn't do shit this year because, believe me, the Jets. I don't know what possessed Aaron Rodgers.
Remember, one of these podcast episodes, we're going to have the rants. You're going to have your Jets fan, I'm going to have my Saints fan.
I'm going to have my Aaron Rodgers fan, but I'm going to go off on the Jets, though.
We can't do this episode because we're filming this in a library. Like, who films a library? Yeah, like, come on.
We
can't be loud in this library.
Yeah, we're acting like homeless people right now, trying to catch a place to stay for the night. Except with podcast.
This library is open. What do you mean?
Except for the podcast episode.
Nah, that made no sense.
We got to think. We've been doing
makes sense, bro.
I am. We've been doing it at different locations. We do it at my house. We do it at that place over there.
That place over there.
That place over there. We did it here. Like, we're practically just homeless people trying to
get We got to find a set location where we can set up our stuff and like...
I mean, this still isn't bad, though. I mean... Not bad, but it could be better, though.
Yeah, we need to find, like a set location. I don't know.
But...
So, I'm getting a question. Where do you think Sam ends up?
Sam?
You got to pick from cooking.
Donald.
What's up? What city do you think you get a job at? He's not right now. He's unemployed.
If I'm Sam,
he's unemployed. He's gained government assistance.
If Sam, how much to get to the Steelers? What they're giving up? They're not going to give up a lot of money. I mean, with this kind of money, he's still making a job either way.
So you think he's going to the Steelers? You think that's where he ends up?
The Steelers got a Steelers good offense. Much a bunch of good weapons there. It's just fortune roll for them. They're gonna get a quarterback because Russ didn't do that over there on the Steelers.
No,
they got good ass offense. One, they're like if you put Donald, he's the ball out. He didn't like it. And you're gonna have a top receiver too. Justin Lane. Yeah, would you probably give him like a what is it downgraded version with K Metcalf and you George Kinsicott and Williams, which is not.
I'm saying on the Steelers, though. Like, if I had to pick, maybe he goes to. See, I would have said Raiders before Geno went to the Raiders.
Yeah, I would have said Geno. I would have said Raiders, too.
Yeah. But now that Geno went to the Raiders, obviously I can't say Raiders now. I have to think, like, maybe he just ends up re-signing with the Vikings.
I don't think
he might re-sign with the Vikings. I think maybe he goes to the Jets. Have a reunion with the Jets.
No, fuck.
Maybe the Jets think, you know, Sam Darnold has improved.
If I'm Sam Darnold, I'm not going to the Jets. Mm-mm. Y'all wasted my career.
Well, no. If you're Sam Darnold, you're taking the most money.
Oh, yeah. Well,
team wants to give him the most money, that's where he's going.
Well, this is a situation of, I mean, of course, this is practically like any player. Do you want to win a chip or do you want to make more money? Because if we talk about really want to make money, look no further than the Giants right now.
Yeah, I don't feel like the Giants will want to pay a huge quarterback contract because they're drafting a young guy who they expect to play from day one.
I mean, let's think about this now. They gave Daniel Jones a big-ass fucking contract. I mean, it's okay. The Giants now.
The Giants have a top three pick. They're going to pick a quarterback. And they're going to expect that quarterback to produce from day one.
I mean, they could.
They're not going to go out there and sign a big name quarterback for lots of money.
They could pick a quarterback. Or they could just say, fuck it. They could either go get Will Campbell. They could go get Travis Hunter. They could get other position players and sign Sam Darnold.
I don't see that happening. I think the Giants were going to draft Shador.
I think so.
Because they have the number three pick, right?
I think so.
Titans have the one pick. Two is the Browns. Three is the Giants, right?
I feel like
Tennessee's going to draft.
It's either Cam Ward or.
That's a whole discussion, but my number one is Cam Ward.
I'm going to say this, though. I don't think Cam Ward is going to do too hot in the NFL.
See, I'm not, like, super, super high on either of them. But I think Cam Ward has a higher upside. And if I'm the GM in my position with the number one pick, and I have to choose between the two, I'm doing Cam Ward.
I just feel like that Miami offensive line was saving him a good bit. Because, like, you know, if you're able to stand in the pocket and you're over here just to walk and shit, that's a good-ass offensive line. So I want to see you struggle. If I'm a scout, I want to see you struggle.
You talk about struggling like Colorado played some SEC title opponents.
I'm talking about Cam Ward. Like, you got to think, that offensive line was saving him. If you're able to like moonwalk while you're in the pocket, just be able to look around, that doesn't really tell me what I need to know. Because at the same time, though, I could just be like, oh, your offensive line saving you, because that's like this whole conversation with Sam Darnold. Like, Sam Darnold didn't do bad this whole season, but the offensive
line. Because of the line, right? Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a reverse situation, kind of. Because at the same time, though, because then I'm going to be wondering, okay, let me put you in Tennessee, okay, with not a very good offensive line, okay? How are you going to be able to handle not getting protection?
No. Titans don't have a terrible line. Their offensive problems center around Will Levis. Titans didn't have a terrible line. Okay, so if you're the Titans GM, who do you pick?
If it's the Titans, I'm picking a quarterback. I'm probably taking
Shador. You're taking Shador?
Because if I feel like York's going to go with a position player, I feel like I'm going to go with a quarterback.
See, how much better do you think Shador's in here? Like, do you think it's a big gap? Or do you think they're.
Like, no. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a.
If I had to choose him, it's a good choice. So I'm going to say that.
It's not a big gap. Like, I still.
I'm going to say that.
But if I was a scout and I came on. All that, be like, I want to struggle because if top bump, Tennessee Titans out, unless they we don't get off the line, which we're not even going to say they don't have a plan. What are you going to do? Okay, we struggle. I see you. I need to see you make run, throw on the run. Split. Again, though, we no one thought Patrick Mahomes was going to be good. I had a text. I mean,
yeah, it was dumb. Practice dumb. So you think he's going
to... I think he's going to be a Giant, but the Giants think of his brother. It's kind of like with the Bulls, like when they pick up the gym. Either you pick an Ace or you pick Jamar.
The obvious choice is Jamar because of the LSU connection.
I like Jamar and Joe Burrow connection.
Yeah.
But at the time, though, when they were just coming off the Super Bowl run, me being smarter, I was going to say Penei Sewell.
Just coming off. Bro, Jamar and Joe Burrow got drafted the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the year after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they weren't coming off Super
Bowl. No. You got to think. Okay.
They weren't coming off a Super Bowl run.
Yeah,
Joe got hurt in his first season.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Didn't go to Super Bowl.
Yeah, that second year was when...
Yeah, the second year with Jamar and Jabbar, them did Super Bowl.
Yeah. But then at the same time, though, it also kind of came back to haunt him with the Rams D-line. But then again, though, that's Aaron Donald, though. You can't do much about Aaron Donald.
Okay, so, we're getting way off top. The topic was Sam Donald.
I know, but at the same time, though...
You're, like, moving over.
No, I'm still on subject because I'm explaining this.
You're talking about the Rams D-line. The subject was Sam Donald.
Yeah,
get it together.
No, I'm telling you what the correlation is.
You're not kidding. Let me
bring up the correlation, okay?
Okay.
So the Bengals chose a wide receiver instead of an offensive line, right? They made it to the Super Bowl, but then what helped them? That's the offensive line. I feel like if the lines are somewhat smart, they're going to try to get an O line with quarterback. So I feel like they're gonna try to sign like a.
Let's make a twist. When the Giants had a good one, Daniel Jones put them to the playoffs.
So I perfectly make the line better. And especially with a guy like Rodgers, you're gonna win games if they're not.
Just see what's going on. What do you mean?
Talk about with like Donald.
Well, you got a pick. Where you think Sam Donald go?
Well,
you said so. You get Aaron Rodgers also.
Okay. Well, Aaron Rodgers go to. You go to Steelers. If Sam Donald's going to. If Aaron wants to win the ring, then Steelers.
You think Rodgers goes. I think Rodgers to the right. I feel the Vikings are great fit.
The Vikings are
bad. I think it's the best fit for versus the Vikings.
But
so I think Sam Darnold moves to the Vikings. I really don't know where Sam Darnold goes. So I can't give it. Because I don't know right now. I could see it close.
Oh.
But anyway, but Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers is perfect for the Vikings. I think. So Aaron just get the chance to go to the Super Bowl, chance to go to the ring, and the vibe from the Vikings perspective, Aaron can even better than the same.
Yeah.
I think the win both and get the chance for JJ McCarthy to sit behind Aaron Rodgers just Jordan did.
Did you see that Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Go home and watch that. Just get your full breakdown of Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, Stanley.
Or just go watch.
Oh, time.
Yeah, you do. Oh, you do.
You know how busy I am?
You got time on this podcast episode, right? We have to be home. You won't eat, and what we'll do? Do some work and watch a documentary.
No, but
anyways,
what do you think?
Steelers.
You think Steelers? Why?
I feel like he's talking about making money. If not done, he's not making money. Like, what's wrong with him?
I don't think they're quarterback away. I don't think they're just a quarterback away from being Super Bowl contender.
I think the defense is what's killing them, and I like Pittsburgh's defense but that performance against the Ravens though.
Well, that was more on the offense. I think in my mind it was an offense.
Yeah, but you get DK Metcalf and you get Aaron Rodgers on that same team.
I still don't think that's a Super Bowl contender.
I think that's so. It depends on who they draft. That's. It depends on, for a lot of these teams for me, who they draft. Because if we look back at the draft, like let's say after this episode or whenever the draft is, and I'm like, okay, I think, let's say Will Campbell does go to the Giants. Okay.
The draft's in April.
April. Okay.
Draft's in Green Bay this year.
Hmm.
That'd be a cool thing to go to the draft. Please come to New Orleans. Draft, please.
Yeah, he wants a draft here.
I do. How cool would that be to the draft?
That would be cool, but at the same time, sometimes it's kind of open to the public though. Like some of the drafts,
it's open to the public, exactly.
Yeah, but how are you going to open it to the public in the dome?
It's not going to be in the dome. Are you stupid?
Where else are you going to do it? Like where?
It never happens in the stadium. Have you watched the draft
before? Yes, we have watched the draft. Sometimes they do it in the stadium.
No, they don't. When did that?
When they went to Indianapolis, they did.
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It never happens in the stadium.
Bro, I promise you, when they went to Indianapolis, they did.
Last year, was it in the stadium?
It was in Indianapolis last year?
No.
I thought it was in Kansas City last year.
No, it was in Cleveland, wasn't it? Bro's like, dog. It never happens in the stadium. It happens in an outdoor public setting.
Okay. In the history of the NFL draft.
Come on. Let's not take 20 years here.
Brother, I was not expecting to pull this up, motherfucker. Alright. So, 2026 is in Pittsburgh. This year's in Green Bay.
Talk louder, bro. I don't even know it's picking you up, dog.
Okay, 2025, it's in Green Bay. 2024, it's in Detroit. 2023 is Kansas City.
Because the last year was in Detroit, then. Yeah. So we were both wrong.
Yeah, we were. 2022 was Las Vegas. 2021 was Cleveland.
21 was Cleveland, okay.
I think they... No, they didn't do it in Las Vegas. I know they didn't.
They did in Vegas.
Like, no, like, as in, like, in the stadium.
No, they didn't. Yeah, absolutely they didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, they didn't. 2020, virtual, of course. 2019, Nashville. 2018, Dallas. 2017, Philadelphia. 2016, 2015, Chicago.
Yeah, so it's never in the stadium.
But difference between that and says they got faced a big draft like that. You got to think how many they're going to get here.
Yeah, they're my favorite. Yeah. But
they have open space for that, though. That's what I'm saying.
Do Jack Square. Or like,
I don't know. It sounds.
But in the river, anyway, was just shut down the street, and just there's tons of people. So down the street, river, front of
city of New Orleans, fucking heat.
You're like these cities don't shut down the street big event like this.
But I feel like they're so kind of like prepared ahead of time, though. So they know how to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
New Orleans held a big event in the NFL. They just held the Super Bowl. Yeah. So they had
that was known for the last like 7 years.
City.
It is. But we've known that was coming to New Orleans like 25, like 6 years ago.
The draft.
That we get so many advanced. No, hang on.
This man does the draft here.
What the draft?
We're trying to draft here. In if we're maybe Patrick can listen to the podcast.
Maybe he's here from Rock. Maybe he's there from Russia. He's just not listening.
I don't know, but like I'm trying to get Roger to get it like, to move it to. I'm saying Roger, don't get it over here. So, no, he does it. No, I mean, then we'll bring it. He might have just called us in a photo.
No, I feel like it's gonna be a convention. I feel then, like
he might have just called us in a draft. You know, you don't know for sure. Enough.
Why you put my boots out there?
You have a lunatic.
No, I don't. I have a.
Like, this spent 8 hours a day. 8 hours a day sleeping.
Well, okay, you know what? We're gonna wrap this episode. We literally under prepared this episode. I'm not gonna lie.
And this man criticized me for being like stuck behind a tree.
Behind a tree?
That's something that I can't recover. I'm stuck behind a tree.
This thing that you do dumb shit, the Maverick thing? That would happen to both of them?
Here's one. Maybe it's on Snapchat. I know it's something to you. You want to save it, so.
Yeah, save it.
Let me see, because I probably have it saved on my. Say it does not mean you can say it.
All right. Tom Brady, Travis Kelce.
Speak up.
Tom Brady, Rose, Travis Kelce.
The microphone's right here.
Can you fuck off?
Language. Like, first of all, don't come at me.
I've been cursing the whole episode, and you have not said anything till now. So anyway.
First of all, don't come at me with that energy. Second of all, language.
I will kick you in that chair.
Well, third of all, when I was driving over here. You called me, and you had the same type of energy, bro. What is this like?
I'm always on that energy. Anyways, let me back to reading. Thank you very much, sir. Tom Brady.
Can you read?
Can you shut the fuck up?
Dog, this is what I'm saying. Like, you're so easily, like, you spaz out over every single thing. You get annoyed and aggravated over everything.
No.
Whereas I'm totally zen until you just tick me off.
No, because I hate when people... literally cut me off as when I'm about to speak on the subject.
So every little thing.
Not every little thing. It's just you, motherfucker. Anyway, exactly. So.
I know how to.
Tom Brady roast Travis Kelce over Super Bowl focus, suggesting if he had focused on football instead of Taylor Swift, Chiefs would have three-peat.
Gosh. Can you read with any kind of sense of personality? You're still monotone. You're like, bah, 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 bah,
Jason Kelce hit back. I love Brady, but if he had focused on his wife more, he'd have a wife right now. That is kind of, I don't even know how to feel about that. What do you think about that?
Okay, break it down. So, Tom Brady won a lot with the Patriots. He won 6 Super Bowls to the Patriots and then the Buccaneers.
And lost the wife in the Pacific.
Because he maybe won the best husband, but the NFL before. And just I'll come out and say, you know, she wanted to retire.
Yeah, she wanted to retire years ago.
If you're Tom Brady, retire. Go away.
Especially when you already have more for bold men.
What if people was any person on the planet? You got generation money. So, I mean, he lost. Because he wanted to play. He wanted to get hit by
men. The same, but yeah.
He wanted more of the hits by men. Instead of being touched by his wife, he wanted to be touched by other men more. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong.
Exactly, bro.
Because I remember when, like, he... You remember what was it, 29 game when he was just a their podcast
episode. I just sent you one more thing that I want to cover when doing dumb shit. And the reason I sent it to you, I put this in my story. Birds. There is a conspiracy, okay? These birds are coming after me. And I don't want to hear you say anything. These birds are coming after me. What? These birds are coming after me every single day. And I don't... I'm losing sleep over this. I'm losing, you know... My health is deteriorating over this. Because I'm worried about birds. They really... Dog... This man's just, like, looking at me. Explain your visual expression, because the viewers can't see it.
I'm looking at him like, what the fuck is he on about?
Language.
What kind of drugs is he on?
Okay, no. Okay, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, so, there's gotta be a story to this.
In the 1980s, when Ronald Reagan was... Hold up. You gotta explain your expression again, because you can't just be looking at me weird. These viewers gotta know how you're looking at me.
I'm still looking at him like that. Let's explain the story. Come on.
Okay, long story. Okay. So, in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan was president. There was an initiative to kill all the birds in America. Okay, so the CIA and the FBI and all these, like, super government agencies, these secretive agencies together, and they made drones that look like birds. They use the drones to kill almost all the birds in the country. There's some birds that are still out there, but most of them are killed. And most of the birds you see now, instead of being real-life birds, they are the drones that these secret government agencies created to look like birds. But they're really weapon machines to kill birds and maybe even people.
Well, guys, well, this was...
No, you gotta connect the dots. Everyone that's listening, connect the dots.
Yeah, I'm connecting the dots, all right. I could tell you haven't went outside as much as a child, so...
But, you can't criticize this. These birds are coming after. And you know what? The government, you know, if they get ticked off, they might say, okay, bird drones, flip the switch. Kill people now.
You know... I don't know where this all came from, magically.
If you get gunned down by a bird, I told you something.
You know, I'd understand where this would be coming from, you know, a bird. Like, if a bird pooped on you, like...
Well, I had a bird poop on me before. And you know what? Did you have a bird poop on you before?
I'm talking about, like, as in recently.
I don't think this was recent.
No. Yeah, I'm talking...
This was not, yeah. Like, over a year ago. Yeah, but still.
I'm talking about, like, recently. Like, yeah. Because for this all to magically come up out of nowhere. That's what I'm talking about.
No. Did you see that much story when I posted it? Okay, I'm in this conspiracy. Birds are not real.
Hope you guys, you heard are doing dumb shit. We just had to hear Elena speak for once in his life. So I hope everyone had a great podcast
episode. Stay woke. Stay woke, everyone.
I hope everyone had a great podcast episode.
And remember to stay woke.
Elena, do you have anything other than stay woke?
Trust in me, because I have all the answers. If you really want to know this, like, super secretive government, I got all the answers, bro. I'll be in these, like, dark web, like, websites looking at all these secret stuff. And I know some secrets that even some top officials in the government don't even know.
How to get caught by the FBI 101 over here. All right. Ready? I hope everyone enjoyed the podcast episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Y'all make sure y'all listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music. What is it? What?
Amazon.
YouTube. Amazon.
Anywhere you listen to, anywhere you can ever listen to podcasts.
We're going to be there. There we go. So I hope everyone has a great day.
On ASAO.
And stay positive. Next episode, we're going to talk about some positive stuff.
Adios. Stay woke.